It's Travis Rogers Now.
Welcome to the show.
I sit right here and I flap my gums.
It's Travis Rogers Now.
Hey, girl. You got it, baby.
Why don't you stop talking for a while? Maybe sit the next couple plays out.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Get a haircut.
And YahooSportsRadio.com.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to report a penalty.
Now, from the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California.
Welcome to the show.
It's Travis Rogers Now.
Are you ready? It's time for Ask Travis.
A lot of you are using the, hey, quick sports question or serious sports question to ask me things that are none of those things.
Which is fun. I like those.
We take a moment to get inside the brain of the one and only Travis Rogers. Oh, boy.
I like it. Why don't we do that? Hashtag Ask Travis.
We could fire through them. You could ask me sports questions, food, other things.
It's Ask Travis.
Other things.
On Travis Rogers. Now.
Hashtag Ask Travis.
All right, let's get right to it. You can ask me whatever you want. Hashtag Ask Travis. And here we go. Franze Propitar will go first. Besides me, who is your favorite celeb that follows you? Hashtag Ask Travis. I don't think I really have any celebs that follow me. One guy I know that has a ton of followers that follows me, but I think he follows everybody that he ever comes in contact with. Joey Bats, Jose Bautista follows me. That's pretty cool. Now, granted, he follows like 300,000 people, but he came on the show once and then he followed me afterwards. I liked that. Trav, are good infomercial pitchmen extinct? And if so, why? It's from C Temple 75. Okay, let's think about this for a second. Yeah, because we had for a long time, we had Ron Popeil, we had Billy Mays, we had Vince the Shamwell guy, and he might have been the next great guy, but he got all beat up a hooker, and it went sideways for that guy, so he's gone. Yeah, I think they are, because I can't name any right now. Remember the guy, placing tiny little ads in a newspaper can make you millions of dollars? No, it can't. Of course it can't, because that's ridiculous. Anyway, I think part of it is that those commercials were what we watched 15, 20 years ago when you couldn't sleep, or when you were up and you were drunk, or you were bored, and you had a lot in your mind, and you were just trying to kill time, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and there's nothing on. All the television stations have gone to the test pattern or the Indian or whatever it is, and the only things on are those infomercials, so you watch them. Now, there's too much on. There's a million channels. There's the internet. So you're not going to sit and watch some guy try to sell you a chamois that soaks up everything. So, yeah, I think they're gone. Stinks. I never really thought about that, but I think you're right. Do you share Joe Theismann's enthusiasm over a radio show about hallowed structures? That's from Chris in Maryland. No, I do not. I don't really can't get into it much beyond that, but no. Have you ever regifted anything? Sure. You know what? I'm great at regifting your books. So one of the perks of this job, and it's a cool perk, I like it, is if there's a book I want, the publisher will send it to me. And once you get on one of their lists, they'll basically send you every book that they publish. And there's not a sports book that I haven't gotten in the last 15 years that hasn't come through this office. And yeah, those might make their way under a Christmas tree now and again. Why not? It's a book and people like them, right? It's not like it's a shirt that I wore for 6 months and gave to somebody. So, yes, I do. Thoughts on cereal, yay or nay, favorite kind? Couldn't tell you the last time I ate a bowl of cereal. The only one that I kind of sort of a little bit like is Grape Nuts. I like that gravelly feel in your mouth. I don't like cereal. It's gross. Oh, this is a good one. Writes a bill. Teaspoon or tablespoon for eating soup? My wife and I go back and forth on this all the time. The only acceptable answer is a tablespoon because, look, unless you're eating like a tomato soup chicken, like they're consomme, soup has stuff in it. It's got a noodle. It's got a chunk of meat. It's got rice. It's got beans. It's got vegetables. It might have some shrimp. It might have a potato. There's a million things that could be in there. And if you're eating with a teaspoon, you're getting like one little piece of whatever it is that's in there. I want to taste them all. I want a green bean and a pea and a chunk of meat and a piece of corn on my vegetable beef soup. I don't just want the broth and one little kernel of corn. I want all of it at once. Tablespoon, obviously. G-Fish with his box agenda tweets. We're going to skip that. Matt, Have you ever woke up in a cold sweat after nightmaring on having a crew cut, driving a Charger, wearing a Bald Eagle shirt? Never had a crew cut. I've shaved my head a few times, which I would do tomorrow if my wife would tolerate it. I drove a Charger for a while, and I didn't have a Bald Eagle shirt, but I did have a red, white, and blue, a Stars and Stripes bandana that I wore for a while. It's just trying to fit in, Matt. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Dolomite, very serious question. Explain how Dr. Pepper prevents pregnancy. Well, first of all, just on the in the interest of accuracy, to the best of my knowledge, it does not. That being said, I had a friend in high school who was not a stupid guy, but he swore that in the event that you found yourself in a situation where you were going to do some stuff and you did not have the proper protective equipment to prevent things from escalating, that as long as immediately after you were done playing pool or darts or watching a movie or other things, that you would have your partner chug a Dr. Pepper and jump on her heels, that she would not become impregnated. I don't know why he thought this. I don't know where he got it from. And I certainly don't subscribe to the science or lack thereof behind it. But that was his thing, that if the woman would chug a Dr. Pepper and jump up and down on her heels, then she could not get pregnant. I don't know why, but there you go. This is from Dolomite. What's your favorite porno mag? They don't. If they still had those, I would answer. I don't think they have those anymore. They have the internet. That's a thing. Let's see here. Going out here. Where's my next yellow star? Ish. Can you imagine a poker game with Jonathan Papelbon, Richie Incognito, Vince Young, Joe Philbin, and Lenny Dykstra? Lenny Dykstra would clean their clocks. Lenny Dykstra is not smart, but Lenny Dykstra is shrewd. Lenny Dykstra is like a shark. Lenny Dykstra is one of those guys that would realize that he was surrounded by morons, and he would find a way to con them out of their money. I don't think he could beat anybody at poker, but Lenny Dykstra is one of those guys that he's going to survive. He's cagey, shrewd, not smart, but he's a survivor. I'm Lenny Dykstra all day long in that one. Ghosthead Finder, would you take a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the back or sing a full-length Barry Manilow song to the crowd at your daughter's wedding? Oh, man. I think I'd rather sing. While being embarrassed is something that I would like to avoid at all costs, I do much better with embarrassment than with pain. For instance, if Aroldis Chapman uncorked a fastball in my back, I'm fairly certain I would die. And if I didn't die, I'd be in the hospital for months. Because I mean, I'm not the toughest guy in the world. But getting up and having to sing Copacabana at a wedding, I think I could manage. I wouldn't sing well. I'd rather not. But I can muscle through that. At the Copacabana. And plus, I'd put on a Barry Manilow suit, and I'd get myself all dealed up like Barry Manilow. Now I'm kind of into it. Now I kind of like to do that. One more, Mexican Batman. How do you feel about sporks? Does anybody like them? You know what I mean? Does anybody say, you know what would be perfect right here is a spork? See, a spoon is for eating things that are liquid or digging things out of a corner, like a thing of yogurt, right? Like you get a Greek yogurt or whatever, and you get down to the bottom, and there's all that yogurt that's in the bottom outline perimeter of it. And a spoon, you just run it around one time, you get it all, and you're good to go. You can't get that with fork. You know, it doesn't work. You certainly can't get that with a spork, because it's the teeth or the tines on the spork just make lanes. It doesn't really get you anything. And a fork, of course, is good for stabbing things. You want a piece of steak, you cut a piece off with your knife, stab it with a fork. Boom. Eat. Salad, stab it with a fork. Lettuce, boom, in your mouth. But a spork, you can't really stab because the tines are only, what are those, like a millimeter deep? They're not working and they're plastic. So no, nobody likes a spork. It's supposed to do both and it does the job of neither. That's an easy one. One more. Chris writes, are you open to a suggest? Absolutely, positively, no. I am not up for that. I like this job. I'd like to keep it. Now, you can make suggestions, and if you make good suggestions, and I know what you're going to suggest next, Chris, I will call Brian. I will do my best. But, yeah, if you make a good suggestion, I'll book that guy. All right, there you go. That is the latest edition of Ask Travis. We'll do it again next Thursday at the top of the second hour. Still coming up at the bottom, Jason McIntyre from The Big Lead. More to come right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.